You're listening to Eastbourne.online, Eastbourne's only dedicated radio station.
Welcome along to the UK Chartbusters show with me, Nick Barnes. This week, going to be taking you back, not too far, but still back a few years to 1990. Just having a quick shifty down here, and for 1990, I think there's some pretty good tunes, so the best thing to do is just to start playing them.
Remember this golden classic.
The UK Chartbusters show with Nick Barnes.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you. 1990.
Oh yes, first number one of 1990 was the New Kids on the Block. Hanging Tough. Not a bad tune at all, the first number one of 1990. This year, Glasgow begins its year as European capital of culture. Now, I always fancy going to Scotland, but never been lucky enough to go there. So, you never know. Definitely put it on my wish list.
You can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands, you got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance, so move out of your seat and get a fire girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit and let the noise go on like that, like that. Pull a little bit, just don't fall on back. Let them know that you're too much and this is a beat they can't touch. Yo, I told you, you can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You're talking about the hammer. You're talking about a show that's hyped and tight. Singles are sweating so fast, them a white or a tape. To learn what's it gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word, because you know you can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't prove this, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it. For a winner, dance to this. Touch this. Look, man, can't touch this. You better get hyped, boy, cause you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just so high.
MC Hammer and You Can't Touch This. You're listening to Nick Barnes on the UK Chartbusters show. This week, taking you back to 1990.
Remember this golden classic.
The UK Chartbusters show with Nick Barnes.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
1990. Oh yes, 1990. Kylie Minogue, Tears on My Pillow. Only on the hotspot for 1 week on the 27th of January, 1990. Now that's a lady that's very easy on the eyes. On this day in 1990, the first McDonald's in Moscow, Russia, opens 8 months after construction began on the 3rd of May 1989. 8 months later, the first McDonald's in mainland China. Wow, McDonald's was certainly flying, weren't they? Certainly was. George Michael, praying for time. Must admit, was a bit of a fan of George Michael and his music. Just really, really think he was probably... There wasn't many that went into a studio. I think even now that can actually sing. But George Michael, I think he's proved himself more than ample. Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take away.
Sinead O'Connor. Nothing compares to you. Now, I had it in my mind that that was at number one a lot longer than what it was, only there for 4 weeks. On this day, 1990, Nelson Mandela is released from Victor Verster Prison near Cape Town, South Africa, after serving 27 years behind bars. Wow, that is that's a long time.
1990. You're rocking with Nick Barnes on the UK Chartbuster Show.
Fly, boss, walk, jam, nitty gritty. You're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is jam hot. This is jam hot.
International dub, Be Good To Me. On this day in 1990, the Royal Navy in New Zealand discontinues its daily rum ration. I bet I wasn't too pleased about that one.
Radiac, winning the game. I'm the lyrical Jesse James.
31st of March 1990. Held a hotspot there for 2 weeks. And it's the 643rd number one that I've played on the UK Chartbusters show. Now, that certainly is a lot of number ones.
What are you looking at?
4th, 1990. Madonna held a hot spot with Vogue 4 weeks. On this day, the community charge, i.e. poll tax, takes effect in England and Wales. And there was widespread protests. Yeah, well, we couldn't have protested enough, could we? Because they just seem to put it up every year and every year and every year. Strange Ways prison riot in 1990. The longest prison riot in Britain's history begins at Strange Ways prison in Manchester. Continues for 3 weeks and 3 days on April the 25th, 1990. Now, do you think they was complaining about the poll tax? I don't know. Good as the day it was recorded. A Damski featuring Seal with Killer.
UK Chart Busters with Nick Barnes.
1990.
Well, some of the crowd are on the pitch.
Oh, yeah. This was definitely one of my favourites. New Order and World in Motion. Do you remember this one? It is now. It was at number one for 2 weeks. 9th of June, 1990. I normally make a joke about the England football team and come on, behave yourself. God, don't you just love these people that push in? You know, us British, we're good at queuing up, but you always get someone want to push in, don't you? On this day in 1990, the United States census begins. There are 248,709,873 residents in the US. Now, I wouldn't mind them lot buying a copy of one of my songs. I could cope with that. What a nice track. This is Elton John and Sacrifice.
It's a human sign. When things go wrong,
John, Sacrifice. Now, I was just reading on Wiki, I think it was, that Elton John, since 1967 up until 1990, this was obviously because this is the year that we're doing this week on the UK Chartbusters show, and he has sold 300 million albums worldwide since 1967. Now that has got to be something special. And while we're talking about millions, in May the 2nd 1990 in London, a man brandishing a knife robs a courier of bearer bonds worth £292 million, the second largest mugging to date. So that's the second largest mugging up until 1990. £292 million in bearer bonds. Oh, you'd have thought they'd have had a little bit more security, wouldn't you, instead of a bloke on a push bike. Oh, I don't know.
Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby, say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. Get my lovin' on the run. Ooh.
I really love your beaches, wanna shake your tree. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it all the time. Ooh, yeah, baby, I sure show you a good time. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. Play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. Talking about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong. Well, don't worry, no, don't worry, mama. 'Cause I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really.
Oh, I do like that, and I did like it when it was first released. Steve Miller Band, The Joker, and also the biggest selling number one in 1990 is coming up probably in about three or four songs' time after we got the chart rundown sorted. First number one of 1990, Band Aid, 2 and Do They Know It's Christmas. New Kids on the Block, Kylie Minogue, Sinead O'Connor, Beats International, Snap. Madonna, Adamski featuring Seal, England and New Order. Elton John, Partners in Crime, crime spelt with a K, very novel. Bomb Ballerina, but we won't be playing that. Steve Miller Band, The Joker. The secondary release on that one was at the number one spot for 2 weeks on the 15th of September 1990. I think we've just about caught up, so let's get on, shall we?
Remember this golden classic.
The UK Chartbusters Show with Nick Barnes.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Well, I wouldn't quite call it a classic, but that's the way the jingles go. So we got to go with them, haven't we? Maria McKee and Show Me Heaven. Not going to say too much about that one. Held the hotspot for 4 weeks on the 29th of September.
I'm not denying we're flying up.
About the last one we can actually fit in this week, and there's only one more song which was the biggest selling number one of 1990, and that was going to be next, but I will tell you what it was. It was the Righteous Brothers re-released and Unchained Melody. Yeah, the old record companies, they certainly knew when to re-release songs, didn't they? They certainly did. You've been listening to Nick Barnes with the UK Chartbusters show this week, and as you may have guessed, it was 1990. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can email me, nickinthestudio@aol.com, wherever you are in the world, and it will be great to hear from you. Things being equal, we'll be doing 1991 next week, so have a safe week, or a safe whatever, until the next time we meet again. So take care, bye.
Are you a band in Eastbourne? Want to be featured on the radio? Send in your MP3s to pete@eastbourne.online. That's pete@eastbourne.online.